This week's Parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, right before Shavuos, we're going to discuss something Rav Pam talked about. And it's a tremendous concept that will help to prepare for Matan Torah and to lead a Torahic life in the right way. And the topic is called Mishkal HaChasidus. And it's basically the idea of being careful. Someone who loves Hashem tremendously will want to always do more, which is a beautiful thing. But despite that fact, a person has to weigh carefully his actions, even his good actions that he wants to do, that seem to be a mitzvah, but very often may be detrimental. Because the Yetzer Hara has this habit and ability to make sins look like mitzvahs and mitzvahs look like sins. And sometimes an act may seem proper, but it can lead to a negative thing. So one of the things he brings down is from this week's Parsha, that it says, Al tachrisu eshevet mishpachas hakasi mitech halavim. Don't allow the tribe of Kahas to be cut off among the Levim. This is what you should do so that you should live and not die. That when you approach the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aharon and his son shall come and assign them each person according to their work and according to their burden. So basically it's like this. And the Mesillas Yesharim brings this down. He has a chapter called Mishkal HaChasidus. That's very important to learn. And Bamidbar Rabba brings down that each member of the Kahas family were assigned to carry the Mishkan and its parts. And they knew that those who received those who carried the Aron HaKodesh, because it was the holiest keli in the Beis HaMikdash, received the greatest reward. And because they ran after trying to carry the Aron HaKodesh, and they neglected the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbechais, and they ran to carry the Aron, it resulted in arguments with one another. I got it first. It turned into a little bit of Kalas Reish, and the Shechina punished them, causing members of that family to die prematurely. And that's why Hashem commanded Moshe and Aharon to give each a member of the Kohath family a specific task, preventing these arguments over who would have the privilege to carry which item in the Mishkan. You will get the Aron, you will get the Shulchan, you will get the Menorah, finished. And the Mesillas Yesharim brings this down as an example of the critical importance of Mishkal HaChasidus, of weighing things. Because it's the great mitzvah to carry the holy kalim of the Mishkan. And nevertheless, and those who wanted the Aron, strive for the Aron. It says here because of the Schar, but it could have been because they wanted to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Aron. But nevertheless, it turned into Chil Hashem when they began to argue among themselves over this privilege. So the idea of Mishkal HaChasidus is weighing the good intentions to see what's really Hashem's Ratzon in this particular matzav. And sometimes it's worth it not to fight, not to argue over carrying an Aron, even the Aron HaKodesh, and to be mevater and give it up and say, okay, I'll carry the Shulchan, I'll carry the Mizbeach. Now they resolved it by giving each one the task, but the lesson is there. You have a similar thing that's brought down, that the Mesil Sharm brings down, about Rav Tarfin, that he wanted to be Machma like the Beis Shammai, and the Chachamim said, and that he got into a Sakana because the bandits might have attacked him, and the Chachamim said that it would have been, you would have deserved to be harmed in the hands of those bandits because you transgressed the words of Beis Hillel. And the Mesil Sharm talks about why would Rav Tarfin be Chayiv Misa for just wanting to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kriyashma according to the Beis Shammai's opinion. And he explains that because at that time in history, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was a tremendous difficult area in the Jewish people, to the Jewish people at the time. Bas Kohel finally came out and the Rabbanu were masking that the Halacha is like the Beis Hillel. And it was essential for the Hemshech of Torah that that ruling be maintained as full force and not be weakened in any way. So we should not seem to have two tyres. So because of that, it's proper to follow even the lenient opinion of Beis Shammai, rather to be strict like the Beis Hillel, I mean, rather than to be strict like the Beis Shammai. So even though Rabbi Tarfon wanted to be machmer l'shem shemayim, like his Rebbe Beis Shammai, nevertheless, the proper mishkal hasidus in that situation was to follow the ruling of the Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Sol Salanter, the leader of the Muslim movement, Rapama said, also made this a focal point in his teachings in Musar about how to handle this Mishkal Hasidus, to weigh things properly. So, for example, in the story about Rabbi Sol Salanter goes, that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf, Samech, Beis, Amabeis, quotes Rav Chizda, that says that the more water you use for the Tilas Yadayim, you'll be blessed more with a tremendous amount of parnasa. So it is an inyan all through the Dairis that when you wash the Tilas Yadayim, you should pour with a lot of water by Harchava. Yet, as a guest once, Salanta was at a guest, and when he washed his hands for the meal, he did it with the absolute minimum amount of water. And his host questioned him. It's Saisa the Gemara that we just mentioned, that Rav Chizda said that the more water you use, the more better it is. So why aren't you following what the Gemara is saying? And Rabbi Saul explained his conduct, that even though it is a schus to use a lot of water for Netil Sidayim, what the Chazal say is Emes Lamitoy, but where does this water come from? It comes from the maid who needs to draw the water from the well. In those days, that's the way it was. And they needed to schlep it back in the house. And it was winter, and it was icy and slippery outside, and she risked suffering injuries by bringing heavy buckets of water from the well. So I can't be a chassid at her expense. And that is an example, and a similar case happened to be Rav Aryeh Levin's grandson was by him he went to Eretz Yisrael. And Friday night, the Raya visited his daughter, his married daughter, and with the grandson, I guess an aunt of that grandson. And he was anticipating Friday night to hear wonderful Torah from Aryeh Levin and have a real inspiring Friday night Shabbos meal. But when he got there, Rav Aryeh said Kiddush quickly. He had the meal quickly, said a couple of zmiras quickly, benched quickly, and finished. And then Rav Aryeh and his grandson was walking back home. And Rav Aryeh noticed that his grandson was disappointed. And Rav Aryeh explained himself. He said, you need to understand that my daughter works unbelievably hard, and she's completely exhausted. And by us schlepping the meal, it would cause a tremendous tircha for her. And that's why I made the meal short. So there also you have a certain Mishkal HaChasidus. And another story happened with Rabbi Sol Salanter, that he was invited to spend Shabbos with one of his wealthier students. And before agreeing to come, he wanted to know what the Suda will look like. And the Talmud said, we have the best kashrus. And the cook is an almana of a great Talmud Chacham. And the Suda takes 3 hours to complete. It's full with Zmiras. It's full with Divrei Torah. And Rabbi Sol Salanter told him, do things differently. Finish the Shabbos Suda first. And then we'll sing Zmiras and say Divrei Torah later. Now the Talmud reluctantly agreed. He wanted to have Rabbi Sol Salanter as a guest. And after the Suda was served, at the end, Rabbi Sol went into the kitchen to thank the cook and said, thank you, the food was delicious. And he said, but I want to apologize that I made you rush to serve the meal. And the woman, the cook, the almana, said, you should be benched. I wish you could come every Shabbos. Friday is very difficult for me, a very stressful day, and I cannot wait to get home to rest. But the Zmiras and Divrei Torah, the Suda takes hours and hours, and I have to wait till the end to clean up. And now I'm able to get my tasks done early, and I'm able to sleep more and rest. So this is what Mishkal HaChasidus is. Of course, it's a mitzvah to sing Zmiras and say Divrei Torah for hours, but not at the expense of an exhausted poor widow. So these are examples that Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik of Racha, explained about Mishkal HaChasidus. Another example that Rav Pam says, that even though it's a mitzvah for an oval to lead the tefillahs on the yahrzeit of his parent, but it could cause machloikis in the shul, and they compete with him for the privilege, and there's arguments and sharp words, and what type of schus it is for the nifter to have that. And sometimes it's said the Chofetz Chaim, also when he had guests, he wouldn't sing Shalom Aleichem and would right away recite Kiddush. And only after the guests ate did he sing Shalom Aleichem. He brings a tshuva, Dvar Avram, Chelek Beis, tshuva Beis, to explain the halachic basis for it. Val Kaponim, he said that the guests were homeless Jews, Mistama, they were hungry. And the Malachim could wait for the Shalom Aleichem, but these poor people cannot wait because they're very hungry and they need to eat. Same thing goes with being Mesameach Chasan the Kala, tremendous mitzvah. Rav Pam felt, though, it was wrong for Bnei Torah with young children to participate in dancing until late into the night, and they have baby, first of all, for their own sakes, and also it's the babysitters that are waiting. You hire a girl to babysit and she's waiting impatiently to go home, and her parents are worried. Things like that. Bochram even, Mishkal Chasidus, you know, you have a dancing, second dance they have, beautiful, but what he explains that I guess they used to do is mamshich the dancing beyond that, the Bochram. But the Chasan and the Kala are exhausted, the family's exhausted, and you have to consider these factors. Same thing also he said as an example, a young wife prepared supper for her husband, and she expected him to be there 6 o'clock, 6:15 comes, 6:30 comes, she didn't come. 7 o'clock, the husband walks in, what happened? It's late. Oh, you know, my friend needed a ride to the airport, and I did a big mitzvah of chesed by taking him. So Rav Pam said, that's not chesed, that's not a mitzvah, that's a lack of Mishkal HaChasidus. At the most, he doesn't say it here, call your wife and explain, this is what happened now. Probably the right decision would have been to say no to the friend, you know, and you know, what can you do? You have to have that mishkal. In short, he's messiahing this from a Yerushalmi sukkah that says that, oy, woe is to a person that the defense attorney becomes his own prosecutor. Meaning, you need to daven for siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me make the right decisions. Help me properly use Mishkal HaChasidus. He said this, Parshas Bamidbar, which the story with the Kohos, with the Arain, is a story about Mishkal HaChasidus, and it's a good achana for Shavuos to ask for that, because the Torah depends a lot on this Mishkal HaChasidus. All these things were mitzvahs, were good things. Kohos to want to carry the Arain, to want to have a long Suda Shabbos meal, to want to be Mekayim L'chumra, the halacha of the Beis Hillel, to use a lot of water for the Tilas Yadayim, and to sing Shalom Aleichem when you're supposed to sing Shalom Aleichem at the beginning, and to dance and to be Mesameach Chasan V'Kala. All these are mitzvahs, tremendous mitzvahs. Nevertheless, in these situations, you need a certain Shekel Hadas to realize that the best thing to do here is not to do those things and to do things differently based on the circumstances. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all to have siyata d'shmaya to do this. And when we mekabel Torah be'ezras Hashem, shvuos haba aleinu l'toiva, not just to be mekabel to learn more Torah and to be oisik b'Torah, but also to know how to practice Torah l'maisa in the right, most beautiful way. And to know to have that proper Mishkal HaChasidus. So again, it's highly encouraged to learn that perek in Masil Shisharim that talks about Mishkal HaChasidus. To review this particular shir, what Rav Pam said, b'negei Mishkal HaChasidus, and to daven at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya to make the right decisions. I know sometimes you're going to worry that the Yetzer Hara is convincing you you're being lazy, right? You're holding back from doing something good, you know, or you're shortening your meal because of that Amona cook, or whatever it is, that maybe it's Atzlas talking. Maybe you yourself want it easier. Maybe you yourself want to shorten the meal. Maybe you yourself want to be makel with something. So I understand that. And that's a mishkal there. Of course you want to do the best possible way. a hiddur mitzvah, to do things beautiful, but always with that proper mishkal, always with that proper consideration and feelings for others. Have a wonderful Shabbos.